Southeast Alaska art stands out in the collection of the National Museum of the American Indian. The Smithsonian branch on the Mall in Washington, D.C. has thousands of Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian objects in its collections, and many are before the public. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld paid a trip to the museum to find out more about what's on display.
It's hard not to spot Southeast Alaska Native art in the National Museum of the American Indian. There's the Nathan Jackson totem pole depicting a man who lived with a bear near the ground floor gift shop, or the carved 1890s dance staff in a case by the Rasmussen Theater, or even the 1960s button blanket clad figure in the third floor dolls exhibit. But one of the largest assemblages is on the top level.
I'm starting on the fourth floor here because this is actually what we recommend to our visitors, is that they start on the fourth floor and work their way down. Why don't we first start with our windows on collection?
Cultural interpreter Cheryl Pahi takes me to a series of glass cabinets showcasing 3,000 objects representative of the larger collection. The section focusing on animals contains classic Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian work, clan-crested feast bowls, a hand-carved decorated canoe, and a wooden crab on wheels.
And then we have some pipes. You can see from the Tlingit community, we have a bear pipe on the left and we have a bear claw pipe on the right. And then we have a bentwood box coming from the Tlingit as well.
Rattles, masks, an octopus bag. Images of raven, bear, frog, and other clans greet out-of-town visitors peering into the case.
So much of the work from that whole general area is absolutely superlatively beautiful.
Mary Jane Lenz is a curator at the National Museum of the American Indian.
And so when it comes time to choose things that you want to show to a public that isn't familiar with that area, you have such a huge pool of things to choose from that it's really, in a way, kind of an embarrassment of riches.
Lenz says Southeast Native works, with their stylized animal imagery or intricate beadwork, fit well into the introductory exhibits. She says they're a view into cultures little known to visitors more familiar with Southwest Indian groups, such as the Navajo or the Hopi. But the longtime collector and museum staffer says they stand on their own as art, and she has her favorites.
They're carved wooden chief's rattles, rather small and very brightly painted. And they all have a kind of general shape of a flying raven, and then usually on the back of the raven there's a kind of mysterious figure lying on the back and having some kind of an interaction with another animal.
The National Museum of the American Indian has about 1 million objects in its Washington, D.C. site, its New York City branch, and its archives. Most come from George Gustav High, son of a German immigrant, who assembled one of the nation's most comprehensive collections of native art. The rest have been more recently purchased or donated. One Tlingit artist well represented on the museum shelves is Amos Wallace. The Juno carver, who died in 2004, was known for his grand totems, intricate silver jewelry, and wooden sculptures.
I can still remember sitting next to my father as he was carving the whale figurines.
Brian Wallace is one of Amos's sons. He's talking about a circular red, tan, and black killer whale on display in the windows on collections.
I can still remember the smell of the cedar, the sound of the blades going across the wood, and to see it on display where millions can see it right now is just totally fills me with pride.
Southeast Native culture's biggest Smithsonian display came several years ago. Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian objects were prominent in the exhibit, listening to our ancestors, the art of native life along the North Pacific coast. The show opened in the Washington Museum in 2006 and moved to its New York branch before closing in 2008. It remains on view online. This is Ed Schoenfeld.